a word for you from 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 18. Knowing that you were ransomed from the futile ways inherited from your forefathers, not with perishable things such as silver or gold. Peter has been explaining very carefully the salvation that these scattered Christians have, and he calls them to gird up their minds. He says they should focus fully on the hope and the grace that has been given to them, and as obedient children not to be conformed to their former passions. And in the verses leading up to this verse 18 for today, to be holy as God is holy, which sounds impossible in the ears of many, and it sounds so intimidating, but it's put here for a reason, and with a promise. And the promise we find here in this verse, that we have been ransomed. It is impossible, of course, for one who does not belong to the Lord to try and be holy, and all religions try to be holy, try and be good, try and outweigh their bad works with good works, but our salvation is totally different to that. We are saved from our sin as total sinners, totally lost in our own ways, the ways of our that we inherited from our forefathers. And here it says we need to know this. We need, in other words, to remember it. We could interpret this verse as remembering that you were ransomed. Remember, being ransomed has the implication of being bought. We have been paid for. It is that which enables us to be His, to belong to Him, the one who is holy and who calls us to be holy as He is holy, because we belong to Him. We've been paid for. We were worth nothing. I mean, what are you worth to God in the way that you lived before your salvation? What is your value? What is your weight? Nothing. But God, because of His love towards you, has ransomed you. Remember that He ransomed you not with silver or gold. He didn't pay for your purchase with the monies of this earth, but with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. That enables you to be holy as He is holy, because you've been ransomed out of the futile ways of this world.